Ugh. Another long day full of unfinished work and unaccomplished goals. I am exhausted. My career is eating me alive, and my friends keep telling me that I need to date. But when? Honestly, between work and visiting my family, I'm a nun. Well, not quite. The main reason I am so stretched is, in order to make ends meet, my night shift begins. I mean, it's not my hardest job, but it is work, and it does take so much more out of me. Honestly, more than anyone could ever know. I have to prepare my content for OnlyFans, Fansly, and my beloved Patreon. But do you think simulated sex on cam would leave me fulfilled? But no. If anything, I am even more starved. Even more numb-like. Not by choice, mind you. But by maddening repetition. I feel like I need an outlet, and it's having the strangest effect on my actions. I step into the bedroom with the windows thrown open to let the wind in and cool my sun-baked skin. I am hyper-aware of the breeze upon my skin, the cool shade of the bedroom like a soft hug, but empty. Is this what touch-starved is? I tear off my blouse, and just as I am about to remove my bra, I pause. Was that a gasp? It's not the first time I thought I was being watched. But it's the first time it turns me on instead of making me recoil. I think it's because from this angle in the bedroom, only one window might be able to see me, especially in this low light. It's the little house across the way, the bedroom of that young couple. I never quite got along with the wife, but the husband? He was always so quick to offer to help with anything. He was fit too, always playing with his kids, always jogging and working out at the local park. The lean, hungry look on a daddy dolf is so hot. Not that I would ever do anything with that. Would I? I step into the fading light and slowly remove my bra. I let my breasts sway in the breeze, as though a whisper of my bra being tossed aside is our only music. That, and perhaps your heart beating. Am I fooling myself? Can I hear your heart race? Feel your maddening hunger as you watch? I massage my breasts at an angle that if you're watching, you are the only one who might see. A crazy idea springs to mind. I have to know, has my nightly changing been watched all this time? Sometimes late at night, when I am recording myself for my sights. Sometimes when I fuck myself screaming. When I dress up as everything from a schoolgirl to a bunny girl dream. Have you been watching? Or is it in my head? I reach for a piece of cardboard box and grab the closest thing to write with. I scrawl a quick note. If you can read this, if you are reading this, maybe it's time for a jog. Maybe you should knock on my door and see about a workout. I don't know what compels me to do it, but half naked, I walk to my window and hold the sign for a full minute at an angle that only you might see. Then I toss the sign in the trash, shaking my head in disbelief at my crazy act. My imagination must be running away with me, I laugh to myself. Until I see you jogging outside. As I change into my outfit for tonight's stream, I convince myself this must be a coincidence. I slide the sweet, soft leather across my skin. I slowly add my makeup and start to uncoil my whip, preparing for my stream tonight. Almost convinced that it was a coincidence, until you turn away from the park and towards my place. You roundabout, smart. But then you jog past my back trees and straight to my back door. Hello, Tiger. No. I have no time for apologies or even explanations how it was an accident. Let's not pretend, Tiger. I've seen you look at me like I am your last meal before judgment. I see how your eyes never leave me when your wife isn't around. I can feel your need. You've watched me when I'm doing my streams, when I'm changing into fantasies, into your fantasies. Do you jack off to me? Don't stammer, sweet Delph. Answer the question. Do you come to me? Ooh, good answer. Well, if you've already been coming to me, then you have nothing to worry about. You're not cheating. You're just using an outlet, like a fleshlight. Daddy's personal fleshlight. Yes, you're right. I could just get any boy I wanted, but I don't have time for that. Not that it takes that much time to get a boy. Just that it takes time to deal with afterwards. The explaining of the careers, the choices, the answering of questions, the giving up free time I don't have. I need an outlet too. This is purely physical. I need a good fuck toy, one in feral shape and need. I need you where and when I want, and no fucking strings attached. So, Daddy Delph, this is your tryout. Be a good boy, and I'll make all your fantasies come true. Now, over to my bed and drop those warm-ups. Now. Your tryout has begun, and I want to see that bulge without cloth in the way. Good boy. Look at how hard you are for mommy. I know you usually see me in subby clothes, my sweet boy toy. But I'm doing something a little different tonight. I have to get in character for my stream tonight. And most of all, I fucking need this cock. I need to take what's mine. I need you to be nothing more than a feral, dumb cock for me. I need to come in between your controlling wife and my controlling life. I don't have time to play cute games right now. So be a good toy and let me taste this cock. Fuck. You're such a good daddy. Just lie back and let me have your seed. This is so good. Fuck, you're already pre-coming. Already? It's been a while, hasn't it? I bet she hasn't done this for you in a while. She doesn't like to. She says it tastes gross when you come. Coming is the whole point, baby boy. I need you to come. I want you to come. You come in my mouth. Come for me. This is your test. Come for me, Daddy Dills. Come for me in my mouth. All right, pretty makeup. Show me this cock is for more than making all those cute little regrets that you chase around every day. You're pre-cutting so much. Such a feral daddy. Show me. Tell me. Am I better than her? Am I prettier? What? Are my tits bigger? Do you need to come? Show me, Daddy Dove. Come down my throat. Okay, now you can go. Mm-hmm.
No. Good boy, Daddy. You were such a good boy. I thought I'd have to be even rougher. But you're really pent up. Okay, you passed the first test, Daddy Delph. No. How quick can you get hard for me again? Can you get hard enough for me to ride you right after? You're starting already. Let me help with some sweet little kisses. And licks. And bites. Leaving my lipstick all over your dick. How about if I lower my corset? And milk your cock with my tits. Like that, yes, baby boy. Say it. Say it, baby boy. They're bigger than your wife's. They're better. And there you are. Look at how hard you're getting. I'll lie back, my big dumb toy. Now we do the writing test. Oh, fuck. This cock is so good. Fuck. It's gonna be a tight fit. Oh, listen to you cry out. I'm tighter than you're used to. Say it. Say it. Yes, that's it. Tell me what you feel. Yeah, tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. Louder. Loud enough to make your wife wonder if it's you. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Scream for me as I ride you. Yeah, fuck me. Fuck up into me, Daddy. Yeah, that's it. Fuck me harder. Fuck. Oh, yes, my sweet dumb toy. Yeah, fuck. Show me what this cock is really for, Tiger. God, come on. Make me come. That's it. Fuck up into me. Grab my hips. Make me take you deeper. Yeah, that's it. That's it, you sweet fuck toy. That's it, Daddy. Don't make me come. So close. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. That's a good boy. Fuck, you're a great toy. Oh, you best mommy's test. Yeah, fuck. You came all up inside me as fuck. You can come back and play whenever I say it's okay. You need to go before your wife starts looking for you. Well, I still have a little time before my stream. Or, would you like to co-star tonight? How about you fuck me from behind? Your face will be cropped out, and when you come, you can come all over me. And then get dressed and race back home. Sweet wifey will be sure you are jogged hard and worked out. Now,
Let me get the cameras ready. Why don't you rest up there, Tiger?